Everyone was just excited to hear this message from the hometown boy, Jesus, reading Isaiah chapter 61. People were murmuring around, "Hey, it's the hometown kid that we love." People were kind of whispering, "Hey, it's that passage that talks about how God is going to bless us and give us prosperity." In fact, in Isaiah 61, it says that God's people, the Israelites, will drink of the wealth of the Gentiles. Wow. You know what happens? Jesus fails to read purposely the part about how God will smite the Gentiles. Left it out. He focused on proclaiming the good news, on giving liberty to the captives, giving liberty to those who oppressed, recovering eyesight to the blind. He left what would have been the most exciting and juicy details. God's on my side, and he's going to take everybody else out. You know what? Jesus then got down and said, today, this passage has been fulfilled in your reading. The people were mad. He didn't read the best part. And then for Jesus, guess what? It gets worse. He takes it down another rabbit hole. In these verses, he names a couple heroes in his journey, reading the Old Testament scriptures from age 12 all the way to 30. You know, that's a good way to get to know someone, is to ask them who their heroes are. Maybe in culture or maybe in sports. And I've learned that as a pastor. I can get to know someone really quickly by just saying, "Who's your hero?" One person says, "My hero's John Wayne." When I hear that, I'm like, I think I got a good picture of this person. You know, when you say you're John Wayne, right? Am I fair? If I ask someone and they say, "Hey, my hero's Taylor Swift." Some of you are like, "I don't want to admit it, but yes, yeah, that's my hero." But you get a good picture of someone when you hear who their hero is, or someone might say LeBron James, this sort of thing. Now, Jesus, if he wants to ingratiate himself to the Jewish audience, reading from age 12 to 30, Jesus is probably likely, if he wants to get people to like him, he's going to name people like this. Moses. My hero is Moses. My hero is Samuel. Do you know who Jesus names? Think, it's crazy. Jesus' hero, your Savior's hero, the first one, is an unnamed woman from Zarephath. Whoa! This woman lived during the day of Elijah. You can look it up in the Old Testament. This woman had nothing going for her. She lived in a time of famine, 3 years and 6 months. She was not Jewish in background. She counted on God to provide for her. Then Jesus names a second hero. He's not Jewish either. Naaman the Syrian. Now, Naaman didn't have anything going for him either. Naaman was an officer of the Syrians, and he's told by Elisha the prophet to go back, to go wash himself in the Jordan River. The Jordan River was just a piddly-dunk pond, basically. It's not all that impressive. And you see, Naaman, who had no reason to believe, but he did. He trusted the Lord, and the Lord visited Naaman. And Jesus Christ names two heroes of his faith, a woman that doesn't even have a name in the Bible. And number two, Naaman the Syrian. Now, I want to tell you how big a deal this was. Would anyone here at Peace Lutheran Church at halftime at Research Stadium grab the microphone and say, "My hero is Bo Nix"? Anybody willing to do that? That's the quarterback for the Oregon Ducks, okay? For those of you who don't know. Would any of you go to Autzen Stadium? Anybody here do this? Go into Autzen Stadium and say, "My heart is for the Beavers." Do you think you're going to make it out alive? Did you read what was in the text? He almost got killed in his own hometown. They took him up. There was a cliff in Nazareth. You take people up there and you see, you'd shove them down. The hope was they died at that point. If they didn't, the whole point of putting them down there was so that you could pick up stones and kill them. That's his first inauguration speech.
Wow!
How do you think that went? Not so well. And what can we take away from this and apply to our own lives? Number one, Jesus did not care and was not motivated by being popular or being liked by people. What a trap that is today. One famous singer, I won't name her, but she says, she's now in her late 40s, she says, when I was 20 years old, the one thing that motivated me was to be liked. I did whatever would please other people. And now she says she made a big mistake. Something that motivates all of us is to be liked and to be appreciated by others. Will everyone or anyone like my post on social media? Will everyone or anyone like me at the party? Will everyone or anyone say hello to me? Jesus was not motivated by being liked.